trade.
Yeah, it's perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe DeGeorge of Downtown Boys in the 95 BFM studio, and he's brought his lovely saxophone there, which sort of was red at one point and has been sort of waxed off or something.
Yeah, it's getting chipped off. This is my beater instrument.
That's your travel sax?
Yeah, this is the one I take on the road.
So right.
This is the one I don't mind destroying.
What sort of saxophone is it?
It's a tenor saxophone, mm-hmm. Yes.
Tenor is in the middle?
It's on the lower end. I guess there's like sopranos, the tiny one.
Oh, right.
Then there's alto, and then tenor's this one. It's like
the bass.
It's like half my height.
Yeah, it is quite grunty. It's quite grunty.
And then the baritone's the big one. That's the one Lisa Simpson plays.
Yes. Okay. And, that explains why she's so tiny.
And then there's a bass saxophone that just is humongous.
I've seen like a comical one that looks like a Guinness World Record style thing, but obviously it's a real deal.
It's very large.
Fancy going down
rare.
That rabbit hole.
What attracted you to the saxophone of all the instruments available in the world?
Well I started playing piano, and I had my older brother played the saxophone as well, and I kind of wanted to be like him.
Do you come from like a family with like a really strong musical lineage?
Not really like a lineage, but all my siblings and I, mm-hmm. Got into music together, and I grew up playing in a band with my brother as well. So
a saxophone band?
It was not a saxophone band. It was a wizard band.
Okay. Yes. Did you cast any spells with the music that you played?
I guess you could say that. Yes, music is a spell.
Right on.
The way I think of it.
Agreed. Now we should talk a little bit. Downtown Boys. You lot are down here on a bit of a Australasian tour.
Yes, it's very exciting to be here. Yeah, Mary's here.
There was the whole band is here. We just chucked a shot. Hopefully,
I don't know
up on
where
the
everyone else
real time
went,
soon.
But Mary and Victoria are here.
It's a big clan. We're talking like six people.
We just made about five coffees out in the BFM lounge, so they're all like getting their fix with the caffeine. But jump on the mic, guys, and say hello. You can introduce yourselves as well.
Hi, I'm Mary. I play bass in Downtown Boys.
And I'm Victoria, and I'm the vocalist.
Sweet.
Tell us, for the uninitiated, tell us a little bit about the Downtown Boys and the style of music that you play and what sort of stuff inspires you guys.
We're a band from the United States, and we're kind of like founded in Providence, Rhode Island. And the band originally, before I joined the band, was a political rock band, like mostly DIY punk band that came out of this marching band called Wet Cheer Brigade. That was like a brass protest marching band. And then I joined the band maybe like 3 months into their formation, and then we became a bilingual political dance rock band. This was about 6 years ago. And
what languages are we talking here?
Spanish and English.
Cool.
And then we also have a song in Yugoslav in
Serbic. I don't know, I made that up.
Yeah, in Serbian, but it's a punk band from Yugoslavia.
Sweet.
Yeah.
This the sort of the political theme. Has this come from? Where has this stemmed from? Where have you guys? Is it something that you've carried through university, or some sort of political organizations that you guys belong to? Or how did you meet? And where did all these sort of ideas come from?
Well, they definitely come from a lot of personal experiences, and the band has always had between five or six people all coming from pretty different backgrounds and pretty different walks of life. So there's like not really any homogeneity in our band in terms of like all of our political experiences. But a lot of the songs come from the experience of work and in the United States, just like the toll that capitalism and its tie to our time can like take on how we view life, how we view our individualism and our collective power. And then I, as a front person, like in between songs, will do intros. And like a lot of those are based in like my personal experience with race or being, I identify as a Chicana woman, like being Mexican American from California. So a lot of that is rooted in those experiences. And then we've been a band for a while now, so it's really beautiful because I feel like there's a way bigger space for political music in the United States right now than like when we first started. But, you know, we've definitely seen it grow and seen the need for like all different kinds of voices and messages. But ours are rooted in our personal experiences for sure.
As you do, as you do.
How do you think the landscape of like politically charged music in the US has changed? Because I guess being a sort of a teenager from the 90s, I look back and I always, you know, everything's sort of rooted in Rage Against the Machine, you know, as one of the big political acts, and obviously Public Enemy as well. Do you think it sort of tapered off in recent years and is obviously starting to come back possibly because of the current government in the US?
Someone
else want to
answer?
George. The sax player.
Yeah, I mean, there's always been political music in the States. I mean, with like Rage Against the Machine, they were like one of the bands that went, you know, real, they got to go pretty mainstream with their politics, which was very inspiring. They're a big inspiration, I think, to a lot of us in the band. But yeah, I think as more and more people, you know, learn about their own place in the world, they find ways to express themselves in this music, and you know, I'm coming at it from a dreamer's perspective here, so trying to channel those utopian dreams through my saxophone.
Hey, back to the saxophone. Now we've queued up a Downtown Boys track. We've got Lips That Bite. What can you tell us about this tune, and in fact, how the saxophone fits in?
Lips That Bite, Joey DeFrancesco, our guitar player, wrote this with Victoria, and it's got a saxophone solo at the end of it. I try to play a sax that bites to punctuate what Victoria is saying throughout the song.
Sweet. Let's hear it. We'll be right back. Hey, that's the Downtown Boys playing tonight at Whammy Bar, along with whom? Who's playing? Who?
Hagseed.
So what time's things kicking off? Just the norm kind of.
It's a little bit early, so 9:15 Hagseed, and you're
kicking a clock
Downtown Boys.
Nice. Looks sounds like it's going to be quite a little midweek shenanigans.
Hey, yeah, I'm very excited for it.
Can you give me some saxophone stats? Like, how many actual holes are there in that thing?
Whoa, I never counted.
Oh, let's do it.
Yeah, I haven't counted, so we could count.
It looks so Christmassy, by the way.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
And each one has like a little lever.
There's at least 20.
That's crazy, yeah.
At least 20 holes. And a big one at the front.
And for obviously live purposing, you mic it up with like a kind of a wireless mic buzz? Or?
It's not wireless. Oh, right. Okay, it's but
just clips on. And then...
I got a clip on mic.
Nice. And you
that uses phantom power.
Ooh, fancy. Do you run that through effects or anything, or just raw sax? Sounds pretty raw.
No, I use pretty raw sax.
Yeah. We're dying to say raw sax all day.
Sometimes I ask them, the sound engineers, to put on a little slapback delay to make it sound like Springsteen's voice.
There you go. Nice little hat tip to where we're going as well. But John?
Yeah. I just got a quick question for you. So this is your sax that you take out on the road.
Yes.
Do you have another like pristine one that you record with and you treasure?
You have imagined correctly. Okay. I have a treasured saxophone that I used to make the one on the record, but this is my beat up red and gold saxophone that lives on the road.
Is there any discernible difference between the one which is in pristine condition and obviously aside from the appearance, the performance?
That one is much easier to play.
Okay.
This one there's a lot more leaks in the air, so you gotta force, you gotta play with a lot more force to get a sound out of it.
Good news, everybody. I've perused through this epic Bruce Springsteen track, and I think I found the moment where the sax comes up.
Yeah. Nice.
Should we just reiterate to everybody, get on down to Whammy Bar tonight and catch an eclectic band from the US called Downtown Boys.
And a big thanks to Lucy.
Yeah, standing right here, actually.
Thanks, Lucy.
All right, let's hear this, as chosen by Joe DeGeorge on the sax for the Downtown Boys. We're gonna jump right into halfway through a jungle land here. It's Bruce Springsteen. It sounds pretty glorious. I've caught a glimpse of it already. We'll be right back.
was Tools of the Trade.